Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Look for the Odyssey app. It's a big orange background with a white A. Download it. Once it's installed, you look for WILK News Radio. You favorite it. That's it. You're done. Get us anywhere, anyplace, anytime. Pure digital bliss. No worries about signals. No worry about the mountains. You can press pause. When you stop listening to it, it'll pick up where you left off. It's a great little asset to have in your toolbox on your phone, because that's what your phone literally is. It's our toolbox. It's got a little all our little apps in there to deal with what we need to deal with and deal with our stresses in life, even though we're spending way too much time on these little things. It is 5:10, 76 degrees on this Monday, June 9th, 2025. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Hopefully you recharged the batteries. I did get a text message that I'd be sleeping on the couch again tonight. Thank you, honey. I miss you too. But we'll deal with that later. And no, we won't. She beats me. All 5 foot of her. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you can call or text at 570-883-0098. What did you do this weekend? Did you get anything done? Did you get anything accomplished? We were finally able to do some yard work on Sunday. There was enough time to let the lawn dry out from the night dew and the rain we had the day before to where I was able to get the grass cut. We trimmed some bushes, did a whole lot of stuff. Got the yard. I did notice that part of my pool was not imploding, but on its way there. We have not drained the cover, the pool cover yet. The pool cover is still on. We're hoping to get it off this weekend because I got to get that pool fired up. But I did notice that the pool cover was too heavy from all the rain and liquid on that was on it from the winter. And, we'll drain it. It kept getting by us, and I saw. But the cable that holds the pool cover on was pinching the skimmer and pushing it in and dented that whole side of the pool. So I was able to get the cable off of it, and we, of course, forced us to drain the pool cover. But hopefully crisis averted. I really didn't get a good look at it. It looked like it popped right back into place, but hopefully there's not more damage than I didn't notice, because that would be a problem. But that's what we got done this weekend. Hopefully you got some things. My wife went to a graduation party while I did some stuff around the house, and that's where we ended up there. Hopefully you got some things done. If you want to text in what you got, let us know. So I found this story, and it's coming out of New York, but it was so relating to things we've seen here and other places and anywhere else. The Department of Education, now this is the New York City Department of Education, gives a $4 million field to the ex-chancellor's all-boys school, and girls' soccer players get the boot. Now you read the story and it's like, how could this possibly happen? But it does happen. It happens all the time. We've seen these pet projects. We've seen somebody knows somebody and gets special preferable treatment. So I figured I'd bring the story forward today. It's a field of broken dreams, they're calling it. The City Department of Education spent $4 million in taxpayer funds to renovate a Brooklyn athletic field. Now, this is truly a state-of-the-art, bleachers, turf, scoreboards, football field. This is something that rivals, you know, the Valley View or the Dunmore, you know, sports complexes that we've seen. So $4 million in taxpayer money goes to renovating this, and it's beautiful. Then they handed it to a small all-boys public school founded by former Chancellor David Banks, former Department of Education Chancellor, which promptly kicked out three girls' soccer teams. The power play by Eagle Academy, a young man's school in East Flatbush, is under scrutiny by the feds for alleging violation of Title IX, which bars sex discrimination in public schools. Until last fall, the girls' varsity soccer teams, Fred Mebger Evers College Prep, Wingate, and Prospect Heights High School, all in District 17 and within walking distance of the old boys and girls field at the corner of Troy Avenue and Rutland Avenue, use the space for practices and home games. But the Department of Education gave control of the refurbished field to the 622 student Eagle Academy in Ocean Hill, which is 2 miles away in District 23 for its football team. DOE workers even painted the school's logo and name in huge letters on the turf to the underscore ownership. Suddenly, quietly, behind our backs, it got transferred to the Eagle Academy, said a coach with the Medgar Evers girls varsity soccer team. The girls from poor neighborhoods were forced to play on distant fields across the Brooklyn, miss afternoon classes to make games on times, and got home late from practices. Once the facility was transferred to them, they basically said, "It's ours." He said of the Eagle Academy, "My guess is that Mr. Banks gave it to them somehow. It's all politics." Before Mayor Adams named him school chancellor in January of 2020, Banks served 13 years as the president and CEO of the Eagle Academy Foundation, which supports a network of 5 public schools in New York City and 1 in Newark for boys of color in grades of 6 through 12. Before that, Banks was founding principal in the 2004 of the first Eagle Academy in the Bronx, which formed a partnership with 100 black men in New York. So let me get this straight. This was a public sports complex that $4 million was spent to refurbish. The Department of Education commissioner transfers the school to a school he used to be the CEO at before he became the chancellor. And it happens to be a school just for boys of color, grades 6 through 12. So is it a segregated school? Is it school or whites, Hispanics? I mean, it's all boys, so girls aren't allowed. Can white kids go to the school? Can Hispanic kids go to the school? And then they kick out all the girls' sports teams that use the facility. The coach for the Wingate Lady Generals soccer team is also frustrated by Eagle Academy's takeover. Somehow they got the field, and all the teams that played there had to move. Officials offered an adjacent baseball-softball field, but athletic directors deemed it unsafe for soccer because of the pitcher's mound and cutouts of dirt around the bases. "A lot of our games were rescheduled. We went all over," said the coach. "Traveled up to an hour or more for home games to other Brooklyn fields. All I know is that the girls are really put in a disadvantage, and I don't think it was fair for them. It was a huge disservice for women's sports." Kenneth Bigley, a sports coordinator for New York City's public school athletic lead, filed a sex discrimination complaint on September 30th with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. "Taking a DOE-owned facility that was used by students of both genders, renovating it, and then giving it exclusive to a small all-boys school seems the type of situation Title IX is meant to prevent," Bigley wrote. In December, the federal office confirmed that it had opened an investigation. The girls' soccer players weren't the only athletes evicted. In July, the Caribbean Premier League Soccer, which had hosted annual tournaments featuring teams representing the Caribbean and African nations for 35 years, was forced to cancel all games after the Eagle Academy denied it permission to use the field pending the renovation. "When all the work is done, Eagle Academy refused to grant the league a permit to use the field on Sundays from May to September, claiming soccer cleats, though less destructive than football cleats, might damage the school field's integrity. Besides the football field, the sports complex includes a track around the baseball field and basketball courts." The DOE spokesman said management of the field was turned over to Eagle Academy stewardship in April of 2023 on the grounds of it being the school closest in proximity with the largest number of athletic teams. But the Eagle Academy has 4 athletic teams, the furthest from the field. The 3 closest co-ed schools and complexes list a total of 32 teams. So that answer is not equaling up. Both the DOE and the SCA spokesperson refused to explain who requested the approved the $4 million renovation and how it was awarded to an Eagle. How was it awarded to the Eagle Academy? So this is New York City Department of Education. I know that. But you constantly hear, we need more funding. We need more money. We're underfunded. We don't have enough money for education. $4 million is spent on an athletic field. Taxpayer dollars that's giving kids of all schools, area schools, all backgrounds, both genders, opportunity to play their sports at what appears to be, I'm looking at pictures, a state-of-the-art facility. Somehow, while the chancellor is in office of the New York City Department of Education, that is transferred over to the small little private all-boys school that is just for people of color. How does that happen? It is beyond me. And it just happens to be the school that he was the president and CEO of for a decade before he became the chancellor. And no one knows who requested the $4 million to refurbish the school. No one knows how it was turned over to the school. But we're supposed to let and trust government. We're supposed to say, trust the people here. It's time and time again, they just look and you shake your head. And the reason I bring this story out is because I've sat through board meetings here where never to this scale, but we've seen similar. Where, you know, a certain board member wants a certain sport at his school and he's going to champion that and get it. And the other board members are going to side with them because, you know, he's one of us and he's dedicating his time or she is dedicating her time. So why not get a sports team that their kid wants and could care about the rest? You know, I've sat through these meetings. I've seen them. I know you have. Pet projects of board members that get pushed through. I mean, I can name every board member and what their pet project was going through my kid's time at school. And it was comical. We used to make fun of it, you know, as we attended these meetings because they were predictable. But a new group of board members come in because you vote for change, and sooner or later they want the same type things. You know, we have our little pet projects. We have our this and that. And I know you've seen it here because I've seen it here, which is why I bring this, because this is just out in the open bad. And thankfully, the Office of Civil Rights is looking into it, and hopefully something is done here and get these all these kids back into this facility, because it does look like quite a facility.